This is Fresh Air. I'm Dave Davies, filling in for Terry Gross. By 1971, singer and songwriter Harry Nilsson was a cult figure, known for his connection to the Beatles and the movie soundtrack hit Everybody's Talking. Just a year later, he would become a pop star with a runaway single, Without You. In between, he wrote the story and songs for a made-for-TV animated feature called The Point. It's just out on DVD, and Milo Miles has a review.
Me and my arrow. Straighter than narrow. Wherever we go, everyone knows it's me and my arrow.
Although The Point cropped up on TV with some regularity after its original 1971 broadcast and has been put on stage, it's been away for a long time, and it's good to have it back. Now pushed as family entertainment, of course, The Point is really out there by itself, a unique piece of television animation. Indeed, it was the first animated feature made for television. The Point begins with a frame tale of a father, voiced by Ringo Starr, reading his son a story about the Pointed Village, a place where every building, object, and creature comes to a point on top, including the people with their nice triangular heads. The protagonist, Oblio, is a boy born with a round head, and through the maneuvers of an evil member of the royalty, is exiled as an undesirable, along with his lovable dog, Arrow. Oblio wanders in the wilderness, where he meets a series of whimsical creatures who teach him the value of individual self-worth, much in the manner of Alice in Wonderland, The Wizard of Oz, and a contemporary animation, The Phantom Tollbooth. Oblio returns to the village and soon triumphs over prejudice and bad law. It's nice that Harry Nilsson eventually admitted the story was inspired by an acid trip. What's unexpected about The Point is that its pace seems both crisp and leisurely, sort of a lively mid-tempo, right in keeping with Nilsson's charming songs. Or maybe we should call it antique modernism. Given the extreme tech and hyperactivity in current animation, The Point looks handmade, dominated by watercolors and pencil sketch rough edges. Oblio himself suggests the Jolly Green Giant's kid sidekick, Sprout, no doubt because director Fred Wolf's studio also invented that character.
Sit beside the breakfast table, think about your troubles. Pour yourself a cup of tea, then think about the bubbles. You can take your teardrops and drop them in a teacup. Take them down to the riverside. Throw them over the side to be swept up by a current, then taken to the ocean to be eaten by some fishes who were eaten by some fishes and swallowed by a whale who grew so old he decomposed.
In the spirit of those times, resistance to authority and progressive change were taken as givens, although having the king of the Pointed Village be a sweet old duffer is a bit of a cop-out. And after more than 30 years, two aspects of Nilsson's songs really jump out. The first is how little they are tailored to be kiddie tunes or blandly universalist. The top 40 hit Me and My Arrow is one of the great double entendres. POV Waltz and Are You Sleeping are grown-up love songs with fantasy overlay. Even stranger, there's a core of melancholy, loss that cannot be filled at the center of many Nilsson tunes, and not just obvious examples like Lifeline.
It's cold, and I'm so lonely, alone. Anybody else here?
An adult watching The Point nowadays cannot help but think about the troubled career and premature death of Harry Nilsson, who never matched his early 70s peak and was plagued by alcoholism. This movie was created by a kind of oblio, who knew it is much easier to assert that everyone and every life has a point than to be certain, in the depths of the night, that it is so. Which makes his happy fable even more pointed.
Milo Miles is a contributing writer to Rolling Stone.